For the past several weeks in this space, we have been talking about the vital importance of abiding in Jesus. If you would like to catch up, you may access the previous posts at the beginning of this blog post. This week, we will speak about how the practice of abiding in daily life gives us roots and a safe place when the storms come. It is this daily abiding in Christ, largely through the spiritual disciplines, that keeps us safe in Him when storms come. Jesus certainly promised that storms would come. When we have made Jesus our home through the mundane yet sacred routines of daily life, we have His peace and His joy deep within us. We emerge safely on the other side, though perhaps a bit battered and wind-torn. When we have neglected these habits, however, when we have claimed busyness as a reason for leaving them behind, we are left out on the doorstep to bear the full brunt of the storm. We may eventually still emerge on the other side, but will carry many more wounds into the rest of our lives. One thing that is certain in this world is that life is full of pain. Our world is broken, and time is broken, and we are broken, and the result of all the brokenness is pain. From loneliness to cancer, from dealing with tantrums to fleeing from hurricanes, we are all suffering. Jesus didn't try to hide this from us. In this world, you will have trouble. He didn't pull a bait and switch to convince us that following Him would make our lives rosy. In fact, He talks a lot about carrying a cross around as we follow Him. Some of this suffering is chosen. Fasting, simplicity, solitude. This kind of holy suffering is what we choose when we decide to practice the spiritual disciplines. Some would go so far as to say that suffering is necessary to living a holy life. Jesus' own words seem to bear this out. If anyone would come after me, he must deny himself. This chosen suffering is what creates the space for the Holy Spirit to transform and strengthen our interior world so that we are able to stand up under the pain of the exterior world in order to serve it. An Abba, an older spiritual mentor, from the 5th century AD, St. Mark the Ascetic, put it this way, quote, "He who does not choose to suffer for the sake of truth will be chastened more painfully by suffering he has not chosen," end quote. Whether our suffering is chosen or unwelcomed, the way we choose to respond to suffering matters. Over and over, Scripture tells us that the choices we make in this life ripple forward into the next. Matthew 25:31-46 is an example. What we do with the ebbs and flows in our lives matter. From interruptions to worries, from marriage to loss, every choice we make in response to our circumstances is changing us, changing the very essence of ourselves into something different than what we are now. C.S. Lewis said it best, quote, "Taking your life as a whole, with all your innumerable choices, all your life long you are slowly turning this central thing into a heavenly creature or a hellish creature. Either into a creature that is in harmony with God and with other creatures and with itself, or else into one that is in a state of war and hatred with God and with its fellow creatures and with itself." End quote. Choosing to live these holy habits, activities like scripture reading and prayer, solitude and worship, are how God the Holy Spirit transforms us into people of His kingdom. People who, by obedience and love, are helping the kingdom, God's rule, to break through here and now. Paul speaks all through Philippians of living now as though we were already perfected. One habit leads to another, which leads to another, which suddenly leads to hope and love breaking through into our world. When we deliberately choose these disciplines, we slowly become the sort of person who naturally and authentically follows after God. It takes work, It takes choice by painful choice to build these habits, but the more work we put in, the more natural it becomes, and the easier it is to abide when the world is hurling its worst at us. Next week, if you are gracious enough to join me, I will give some specific examples of people who abide through great storms in their lives. Blessings on you.